This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado is reporting 163 people hospitalized with confirmed coronavirus cases, the lowest level since early fall. That's a drop of almost 50 since last week and well below pandemic peaks. Trends are improving as well for the percentage of emergency department patients diagnosed with it and for wastewater. For this respiratory season, around 2,400 hospitalized patients were diagnosed with flu. The number of COVID-19 hospitalizations are double that this winter. A winter storm warning is in effect for mountainous parts of the state. CPR's Paolo Shalsta reports the major storm is expected to hit Colorado tomorrow.
Up to 20 inches of snow could fall in areas along Interstate 70. The National Weather Service is warning that travel in the mountains will be dangerous. Some flurries could fall in Grand Junction and the Denver Metro on Saturday. Colorado Springs is in a similar boat. The storm is expected to lose power as it moves east, so the eastern plains are unlikely to see much, if any, snow. I'm Paolo Shalsta, CPR News.
More than 3 months after a heavily armed man was found dead at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park, police say they don't know his possible motives or if he was planning an attack. The body of Diego Barajas Medina was found after hours in a park bathroom in late October. Police say he was armed with untraceable ghost guns and explosive devices. Investigators say they found no evidence he worked with anyone to plan an attack. If you or someone you know is considering suicide or other acts of self-harm, please contact Colorado Crisis Services by calling 988 or texting TALK to 38255. This is CPR News.